But whoever of you is obedient to Allah and His Messenger and does righteous deeds, we shall give her reward twice over, and we have prepared for her an honorable provision. O wives of the Prophet, you are like no other women, if you would guard against evil. So be not soft in speech, lest he who carries a disease in his heart should feel tempted, and you should speak decent words in a dignified tone. And remain in your houses with grace and dignity. You being the mothers of the believers will not be allowed to marry. And do not show yourselves off, as did the women in the bygone days of ignorance, who displayed their finery, and observe prayer, present the zakat regularly, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Members of the house of the Prophet of God, verily, Allah desires to rid you of all uncleanliness and to purify you completely. And keep in mind the messages of Allah and the words of wisdom which are recited in your homes. Verily, benign is Allah, all aware. Verily, Allah has in store protection from faults and a great reward for the men and the women who submit themselves to the will of God, and for the men and the women who believe, and for the men and the women who are obedient to Allah, and for the men and the women who are true to Allah, and for the men and the women who are patiently persevering in their faith and righteousness, and for the men and the women who are humble before God, and for the men and the women who give alms, and for the men and the women who are true to Allah, and for the men and the women who fast, and for the men and the women who guard their chastity, and for the men and the women who remember and glorify Allah with all His praises again and again. It does not behoove a believing man or a believing woman to exercise an option in their affair after Allah and His Messenger have decided the matter. Indeed, he who disobeys Allah and His Messenger surely strays far away in clear error. And recall the time when you said to the man, Zayd, son of Haritha, a slave freed by the Prophet, on whom Allah had bestowed His favor and whom you also had favored, keep your wife, Zainab, to yourself and do not divorce her, and take Allah as a shield. And you, O Zayd, conceal the cause of the failure of the marriage in your mind. What Allah is going to bring to light, that the responsibility rests more upon Zayd than upon Zainab. And you are also afraid of the people, whereas Allah has a better right that you should stand in awe of Him. However, when Zayd had done what he intended to do with her, we gave her, the divorced lady, in marriage to you, so that the believers might incur no blame in getting married to the wives of their adopted sons after they had dissolved the marriage tie with them. Indeed, the decree of Allah is ever executed. No blame shall lie on the Prophet for doing that which Allah has made incumbent upon him. Such indeed has been the law of Allah with regard to those prophets who have passed away. Indeed, the command of Allah is a decree that is made absolute. Those who deliver the messages of Allah and who stand in awe of Him and stand in awe of none except Allah, and sufficient is Allah to take account. Muhammad is no father to any man among you, but he is rather the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. Indeed, Allah has full knowledge of all things. Believers, remember Allah with much remembrance, and glorify Him morning and evening. It is He who sends His blessings on you, and His angels pray for you. with the result that he brings you out of all kinds of utter darkness and leads you to light. And he is ever merciful to the believers. They will be greeted with peace the day they meet him, and he has an onerous reward in store for them. Prophet, we have sent you to be a witness, a bearer of glad tidings, and a warner. And we have sent you to be a summoner to Allah by his command, and to serve as a bright sun which spreads light. And Prophet, give the believers glad tidings that there awaits them great grace from Allah. And do not follow the disbelievers and the hypocrites, and overlook their insulting remarks and annoying ways, and put your trust in Allah, for sufficient is Allah as a disposer of affairs. Believers, when you marry believing women, and then divorce them before you have had access to them, they are under no obligation to wait for iddat, the prescribed period of waiting, that you count with regard to them before they can marry. You had better give them some provision and send them away in a handsome manner. Prophet, we have made lawful to you your wives whom you have paid their dowers, and similarly those wives whom your right hand owns, after granting them freedom in lieu of their dower in marriage, from among those whom Allah has given you as gains of war. And also lawful for the marriage are the daughters of your paternal uncles and of your paternal aunts, and the daughters of your maternal uncles and of your maternal aunts, as have emigrated with you. And also has been made lawful to the Prophet any other believing woman who offers herself to the Prophet for marriage without claiming dower, provided the Prophet too desires to wed her. This is a special permission of marrying more than four wives at a time, only for you, to the exclusion of other believers, in order that there may be no difficulty for you in explaining the law to the believers. We know what we have enjoined on them in the Quran regarding their wives from among the free women, and also about their marrying of those whom their right hands own, in order that there may be no difficulty for you in explaining the law to them. And Allah is great protector, ever merciful. Prophet, you may put aside such of them as you like, and you may keep with yourself such of them as you like. Similarly, no blame shall lie on you if you take back such of them as you desire of those wives whom you have had put aside in the matter provisionally. It is more likely this should console them and relieve them of their grief, and make every one of them well pleased with what you have given them. And Allah knows best what lies hidden in your hearts, and Allah is all-knowing, all-clement. Prophet, you are not allowed to marry other women after this, nor to change them, your present wives, for other wives, however much you may admire their good qualities. Only those will remain with you whom your right hand owns, after your having properly and lawfully wedded them. Remember that Allah is ever watchful over everything. Believers, do not enter the houses of the Prophet unless permission to enter has been given to you for a meal with him. Moreover, do not wait there for the meal time. Rather, you should come when you are invited and disperse when you have had your meal. Nor should you stay over, seeking to listen to idle conversation. Surely this behavior of yours causes inconvenience to the Prophet, and he, being considerate of your feelings, forbears from saying anything to you. But Allah forbears not from saying what is true. And when you ask the women for any commodity, ask them from behind a curtain. Such a conduct will better ensure the purity of your minds as well as theirs. And it is never proper for you to cause inconvenience to the Messenger of Allah. Nor is it proper for you that you should ever marry his wives after him. Indeed, if you do so, it would be a grievous thing in the sight of Allah. It makes little difference whether you do a thing openly or conceal it. Allah has full knowledge of everything. No blame shall lie on the women if they appear before their fathers or their sons or their brothers or their brothers' sons or the sons of their sisters or the womenfolk of their own category or those whom their right hands own. And you, all womenfolk, take each of you Allah as a shield. Verily, Allah is ever witness over all things. Verily, Allah and His angels bless this prophet. Believers, you also invoke Allah's blessings upon him and salute him with the salutation of peace. Verily, those who malign Allah and His messenger and are guilty of false accusation, Allah has condemned them in this world and in the next, and He has prepared a humiliating punishment for them. And those who malign believing men and believing women for no fault of theirs are guilty of false accusation and bear the burden of flagrant sin. Prophet, tell your wives, your daughters, and women of the believers that while going out of their houses, they should draw lower upon themselves the portions of their loose outer coverings from over their heads onto their bosoms, so as to veil therewith the arms, the neck, the hair, and ornaments worn over them. This practice is more likely to help them to be distinguished from other women who make a display of their beauty and ornamentation, and so saves them from trouble. Allah is great protector, ever merciful. If the hypocrites, those who carry a disease in their hearts, and the scandal mongers who circulate false rumors to cause agitation in the city do not give up their evil designs and stop their activities, we shall one day make you exercise authority over them. Then they will not dwell long in this city with you as your neighbors. They are bereft of Allah's grace and will be held wherever they are found and put to death. Such has been the way of Allah in the case of those who have gone before you, and you will find no change in the way of Allah. People ask you about this promised hour, when such people will be treated like that. Say, Allah alone has the knowledge of it, and what shall make you know that the hour may be near at hand? Allah has surely condemned the disbelievers and has a blazing fire in store for them. They will live long in it, and they will find therein no patron nor helper. The day when their leaders are turned over and over into the fire, they will say, "Oh, would that we had obeyed Allah! Would that we had obeyed the messenger!" The people in general will say, "Our Lord, we obeyed our leaders and our great ones, but they led us astray from your path. Our Lord, give them their punishment twice over for their own evil deeds and for their misleading us, and deprive them totally of your grace." Believers, be not of those who maligned Moses. Indeed, Allah absolved him of their allegations. And he, Moses, is ever highly honored in the sight of Allah. Believers, take Allah as a shield and say the right thing in a straightforward words that hits the mark. He will set right your actions for you and protect you against the consequences of your sins. And one who obeys Allah and His messenger has of course achieved a great achievement. Verily, we presented the trust, our injunctions and laws, to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, and they refused to prove false to it, and they were struck with awe of it. On the other hand, A human being has proved false to it by betraying the trust and violating the divine commandments, for he could be unjust and is forgetful. With the result that Allah will punish the hypocritical men and hypocritical women and the polytheistic men and the polytheistic women who proved false to the trust. Whereas he turns with grace and mercy to the believing men and the believing women. Indeed, Allah is great protector, ever merciful.
Saba, Sheba.
With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. All kind of true and perfect praise is due to Allah, to whom belongs whatsoever lies in the heavens and whatsoever lies in the earth. To him alone shall all praise belong in the hereafter, and he is the all-wise, the all-aware. He knows all that goes into the earth, and all that comes forth from it, and all that comes down from the heaven, and all that goes up to it, and he is the ever-merciful, the great protector. And those who disbelieve say, "The hour will never come upon us." Say, "Why not? By my Lord who knows the unseen, it is bound to come upon you. Nothing escapes him unobserved, not even so much as an atom's weight in the heavens or in the earth, nor is anything there smaller or greater than that, but is recorded in a book revealing the truth and is governed by a plain law. The hour shall come, so that he may reward those who believe and do deeds of righteousness. It is they for whom there awaits protection from the consequences of sin, and honorable and generous provision. But as to those who strive hard against our revelations, seeking to frustrate our plan, it is they who will suffer a harrowing punishment of the worst sort. Those who have been given knowledge know that whatever has been revealed to you from your Lord is the very lasting truth, and that it guides to the path of one who is the Almighty, the highly praiseworthy in his own right. And those who disbelieve say one to another, "Shall we show you a man who gives you the important news that when you are dead and broken up into a complete disintegration, you shall then be raised to a new life? Has he forged a lie in the name of Allah, or is he afflicted with madness?" Neither of the two, of course, is true. The thing is that those who do not believe in the hereafter are courting a sure agony and are steeped in a dismal error. Do they not see how they are surrounded on all sides by the heaven and the earth that lie before and behind them? If we so please, we can make them low and abased in the land, and thus show some signs of the earth, or let some portion of the clouds fall down upon them, showing some heavenly signs. And behold, there is a sign in this for every penitent servant of God. And certainly we bestowed our gracious favors on David. We said, "O you dwellers of the mountains, obey him." And we assigned the birds and the swift-footed horses their duty, and made the iron soft and pliant for him. We said to him, "Make full-length coats of mail to cover the whole body, forging links of proper measure for their smooth working." And we also said to him and his followers, "Do righteous deeds. I am a keen observer of what you do." And we made such winds serve Solomon, the blowing of which in the forenoon, and thus help sailing of his ships, was equal to a voyage of a month by the other ships. Similarly, its blowing in the afternoon was also equal to a voyage of a month by them. And we made a spring of molten copper to flow for him. Also given into his service were some of the jinns, the wild and rebellious mountain tribes, known as Amalekites, who worked under him as trained craftsmen by the command of his Lord. And we also told them, whoever of them deviated from and disobeyed our command, that they should obey Solomon, we shall make him suffer the agony of burning. Those jinns, handy craftsmen, made for him, Solomon, whatever he desired, places for worship, and plants and basins as large as the tanks and large and heavy cooking pots well set. And we said, act gratefully, O people of David, yet few are my people who are really grateful. And when we ordained death for him, the people only came to know of it through a worthless creature of earth, Solomon's son, that was eating away his father's staff. So when it fell down, the jinn realized then plainly that had they known the secret of the hollowness of the kingdom, they would have never remained in a state of humiliating torment. There was indeed a great sign for Sheba in their homeland. They had two gardens, one on the right and one on the left. And we had said to them, eat of the provisions, and enjoy the gifts of your Lord, and render him thanks. Yours is a happy and beautiful land, and Lord, a great protector. But they turned away. Thereupon we sent against them a devastating flood, and we replaced their two excellent gardens by two other gardens bearing bitter fruit and containing tamarisk and a few nettle shrubs here and there. That is how we recompense them because of their ingratitude. It is only the ungrateful whom we recompense in the like manner. And we had placed between them the Shebians and the towns of Syria, which we had blessed, other towns facing each other and prominently visible, and we had fixed easy journeying stages between them. We said to the people of Sheba, journey through them by night and day, safe and secure. But due to their ingratitude, they wanted as if to say, our Lord, make longer the distance between the stages of our journeys. And they did injustice to themselves. So we reduced them to mere legends, and we broke them into complete disintegration and scattered them far and wide. Behold, there are signs in this for all those who are patiently persevering and highly grateful persons. And Iblis found that he judged regarding them correctly, that he would be successful in leading the progeny of Adam astray, accepting only a party of true believers. So all the rest of the people followed him, though he, Iblis, had no authority over them. For it is by their own wrong beliefs and evil deeds that humankind brings about their spiritual ruin. It happened thus, so that we might distinguish those who believed in the hereafter from those who were suffering from doubts about it. Indeed, your Lord is watchful over and preserver of everything. Say, call on those whom you take as gods besides Allah. They possess no power, not even so much as the weight of an atom in the heavens or in the earth. Nor do they share any control over either of them. Nor does he receive any support from these false gods. No intercession will avail with him, except for him about whom he permits it. Those for whom the intercession is permitted will keep waiting until when their hearts are relieved of awe. They would ask one another, what is it that your Lord said? Some of them will reply, he said the truth, and he is the highest, the greatest. Say, who provides you sustenance from the heavens and the earth? Then tell, none other than Allah. Surely we, the believers, are on the right guidance. Nonetheless, you, the disbelievers, are engrossed in evident error. Say, you will not be called upon to account for our sins. nor shall we be called upon to account for your doings. Say, our Lord will bring us together in a battlefield as opponents, and then he will judge between us with the truth, for he alone is the supreme judge, the all-knowing. Say, show me those beings whom you number with him as his associates. By no means should you associate partners with him, for it is Allah alone who is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Prophet, we have sent you not but towards entire humankind till the end of time, as a bearer of glad tidings and as a warner. But most people do not know. And they say, tell us if you speak the truth when this promise will be fulfilled. Say, for you is the appointment of a day which you cannot delay by a single moment and thus avoid it, nor shall you be able to go ahead of it to find an escape from it for a single moment. And those who disbelieve say, we will never believe in this Quran, nor in the books that preceded it. Could you but see their condition? When the wrongdoers will be made to stand before their Lord, they will be bandying words and so throwing back the blame on one another. Those who had been suppressed and made weak will say to those who considered themselves superior, had it not been for you, we would surely have been believers. Thereupon, those who considered themselves superior will say to those who had been suppressed and made weak in the world, was it we who kept you away from following the guidance after it had come to you? No, this was not the case. Rather, you were guilty in your own right. And those who were suppressed and made weak in the world will say to those who considered themselves superior, nay, we did not become guilty in our own right. Rather, it was due to your schemes which you hatched by day and night that kept us away from guidance. For then you urged us to disbelieve in Allah and set up equals with him to be worshipped. And they will not be able to conceal their remorse when they see the punishment. We shall put shackles round the necks of these disbelievers. They will be recompensed only according to their actual deeds. We sent no warner to any town, but its corrupted, well-to-do people said, surely we disbelieve in the messages that you have been sent with. And they also say, we are better off in respect of wealth and children as compared with others, and we are not at all going to be made to suffer. Say, verily my Lord multiplies the means of livelihood for whom he will, and makes them scant for whom he pleases. But most people do not know the reason behind. Neither your wealth nor your children are a means that can bring you near to us in rank. But it is only those who believe and do righteous deeds, whose faith and virtue will be the means to bring them near to us. They shall have the reward for their virtuous deeds many times over, and shall be occupying the lofty places with peace and security. But those who strive hard in their opposition to our messages, seeking to render our plan null and void, and thinking they will escape us, it is they who will be brought to face punishment. Say, surely my Lord multiplies the means of livelihood for such of his servants as he will, and makes them scant for him whom he pleases. And whatever you spend in some noble cause, he exceeds it in giving reward, so as to leave it behind. He is the best of providers. Never be oblivious of the day when he will gather them all together. Then he will say to the angels, are these the ones who used to worship you? They will say, holy is your name. It is you who are our protector against them, not they. It was not us, but the jinns that they worshipped. It was in them that most of them believed, and not in us. So it will be said to the false gods and their worshippers, This day you have no power to help or harm one another, and we shall say to the wrongdoers, suffer the agony of the fire which you used to cry lies to. And when our clear messages are recited to them, they say, this fellow is but a man who wishes to keep you away from worshiping the gods that your fathers used to worship. And they say of the Quran, this is nothing but a forged lie, unprecedented. And those who disbelieve say regarding this perfect truth when it has come to them, this is nothing but a hoax, causing a split among the people. Whereas we had given them none of our books which they studied, nor did we send to them any warner in the recent past before you, that they should have known the abuses involved in forging lies. Their predecessors had also cried lies to the prophets of their time, and these Meccans have not attained even a tenth of that resources of wealth and strength which we had given their predecessors. Yet they cried lies to my messages. So let thee see how terrible was the change I brought about, and how tremendous was the result of my disapproval. Say, I advise you to do one thing. It is that you keep Allah before you. Stand up in twos collectively, and ones singly, and then ponder over the teachings of this prophet. You will come to the conclusion that there is no vestige of insanity in this companion of yours, Muhammad. He is only a warner to you of a great calamity which is impending over you. Say, whatever reward I might have asked of you for my this exhortation, you can keep it with you. I claim my reward only from Allah, for He is the witness over all things. Say, my Lord will do away with falsehood by means of the truth. He is thoroughly aware of the hidden realities. Say, the perfect truth has come in Mecca, and as a prophecy, keep it in mind that falsehood and idol worship has gone, never to sprout again from this soil, and never to return to it. Say, if I am lost, it is I who suffer the loss for my own faults. But if I am rightly guided, it is entirely due to the truth that my Lord has revealed. Verily, He is all-hearing, ever nigh. And you will be simply astonished if you could only see when these disbelievers will be in the grip of fear, but then there will be no escape, and they will be seized with punishment at a place nearby. Then they will say, we now believe in this Quran, but how can the attainment of faith be possible from a position of disbelief so far off? While they had indeed disbelieved in it before, and they were shooting at the unknown and making far-fetched and useless conjectures about the failure of the prophet and their own triumph from a place far off, a barrier has been placed between them and their longings, and they will fail to see the realization of their heart's desire, the failure of the prophet in his mission, as was done with the people similar to them before this. They, too, suffered from disquieting doubts. Fatir, Originator. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. All kind of true and perfect praise belongs to Allah, the Originator of the heavens and the earth, who employs as His messengers the angels, having two, or three, or four pairs of wings, and so possessed of powers, speed, and qualities in varying degrees. He adds to the creation of these wings and thus to the powers and abilities of the angels as much as he will, in accordance with the importance of the work entrusted to each one of them. For Allah is possessor of power over his every desired thing. Whatever blessings of mercy Allah showers upon humankind, there is none to withhold them, and none can grant that which he withholds after it has once been withheld by him. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. O people, remember the favor of Allah that rests upon you. Is there any creator other than Allah who provides all sorts of provisions for you from the heaven and the earth? There is no other, cannot be, and will never be one worthy of worship but He. Whither are you then being led astray? If they cry lies to you, you need not bother, because other messengers of God have already been cried lies to before you. Yet all matters stand referred to Allah for His final judgment. O people, the promise of Allah is undoubtedly true, so do not let the present life deceive you, and do not let the avowed seducer seduce you away from Allah. Surely Satan is an enemy to you, so treat him as an enemy. He calls his party only to follow him, with the result that they become of the inmates of the blazing fire. There awaits a severe punishment for those who disbelieve, but there awaits his protection and a great reward for those who believe and also do deeds of righteousness. Can the person, the evil of whose conduct is made to appear pleasing and regards it as good, be in a position to discern the truth and so be rightly guided? Allah forsakes him who wishes to go astray, and He guides him aright who wishes to get right guidance. So do not fret yourself to death because of them. Surely Allah knows what they do. And Allah is He who sends the winds, which raise vapors in the form of clouds. When the clouds rise, we drive them towards a tract of land which has no sign of life, and make thereby the barren land fertile, green, and flourishing. That is how the quickening of the dead shall come to pass. Whoever seeks glory, let him turn to God, as all glory belongs to Allah. All good and pure words of faith go up to Him, and all the righteous deeds exalt that faith. As for those who plan evil plots, there awaits them an agony of a severe nature. The evil planning of such is doomed to fail. And Allah created you out of dust, and then from a drop of fluid, and then made you pairs, male and female. And no female conceives a child, nor does she give birth to it, but it is in accordance with His, the Creator's, knowledge. And no one who is granted long life gets his life prolonged, or gets it reduced, but all this is in conformity with some law. Verily, it is easy for Allah to impose such laws. The two great bodies of water are not alike. This one is palatable, sweet and pleasant to drink, while the other is saltish and bitter. Yet, in spite of all this, you take for food fresh and wholesome meat of fish from them both, and bring out from them pearl-like things used in ornaments for your wear, and you can see the ships cleaving their way through it, so that you may seek of His bounty by means of commercial navigation, and so that you may give Him thanks. He causes the night to gain on the day, and He causes the day to gain on the night, and He has harnessed the sun and the moon into service. Each one of them will go on moving for a specified term. Such is the majesty of Allah, your Lord. All power belongs to Him, but those whom you call upon apart from Him have no power at all, not even equal to the husk of a date stone. If you pray to them, they do not hear your call, and even if they could hear it, they could make you no response. And on the day of resurrection, they will deny that you associated them as partners with God. And none can inform you about the all-important truth like Allah, who is all-aware.
O people, it is you who are dependent upon Allah for your physical and spiritual needs. But Allah, He is self-sufficient, independent of all needs, the praiseworthy in His own right. If He please, He may destroy you and replace you with another people, and that is not at all difficult for Allah to do so. And no soul that bears its own burden of responsibility can bear the burden of another. And if a soul heavily laden with the weight of sins calls to be relieved of its burden, not the least of its burden shall be borne by the other, even though it calls its near kinsman. You can warn only those who hold their Lord in awe in the heart of their hearts and observe prayer. And one who purifies oneself shall do it only for the good of one's own soul, for to Allah shall be the eternal return. The blind person and the person who sees are not alike, nor the thick darkness of ignorance and the light of Islam, nor the shades of the heaven and the horrid heat of the hellfire. The spiritually living and the spiritually dead are not alike. Allah causes to hear whom He will, but you cannot make those hear who are lying buried in the graves of ignorance and prejudice. You are only a warner. Verily, we have sent you with the lasting truth, as a bearer of glad tidings, and as a warner to them, for there has been no people but have been warned by a warner from God. And if they cry you lies, remember their predecessors also cried lies to their messengers of God, though their messengers had brought to them clear proofs, the scriptures and the illuminating book. Then I took those who disbelieved to task. Then you saw how terrible was the result of my disapproval of them, and how tremendous was the change I brought. Do you not see that Allah sends down water from above and brings forth therewith fruits of diverse varieties? And there are white and red strata in the mountains. They have various other colors also, and some are jet black. Likewise, there are some species of human beings, beasts, and cattle of colors varying one from another. Only those of His servants who are endowed with right guidance and who can visualize the unity of the Creator by pondering over the diversity of the creation hold Allah in reverential awe. Mighty is Allah, great protector. Surely, only those who follow the book of Allah and observe prayer and spend for the cause of Allah privately and in public, out of that which we have provided for them, thereby hope to do a bargain which will never fail. The result of it is that He will give them their full reward for their righteous deeds, and even increase them out of His grace and bounty. Verily, He is great protector, most appreciating of their right endeavors and multiplier of reward. And the perfect book which we have revealed to you is the lasting truth. It confirms the truth of the prophecies about the advent of Islam contained in the revelations that preceded it. Verily, Allah is all aware of His servants and a keen observer of them. We always made only those whom we had chosen from among our servants the inheritors of our book. Some of them are hard upon themselves, and so unjust to their souls, for suppressing their egos sternly. There are others among them who are moderate and are following the middle course. There are yet others among them who, by the leave of Allah, are foremost in acts of goodness. That indeed is the great distinction. Their reward will be gardens of eternity. They shall enter them. And there they shall be adorned with bracelets of gold and pearls and their robes therein will be made of silk. And there they will say, All true and perfect praise belongs to Allah, who has rid us of all our sorrows. Surely our Lord is great protector, most appreciating. It is He who has lodged us in the lasting abode by His grace. Herein we know no toil, herein we know no weariness. But as to those who disbelieve, there awaits them the fire of Gehenna. It will not be the end of them, so that they might die, nor shall some part of his agony be reduced for them. That is how we requite every ungrateful person. And therein they will clamor for help, saying, Our Lord, take us out of hell. We will do righteous deeds different from those we used to do in our previous life. We shall say to them, Did we not give you life long enough so that he who might have liked to take heed could take heed during its course? There came a warner to you as well. So suffer now the agony of hell. There is none to help the wrongdoers here. Verily, Allah knows the hidden realities of the heavens and the earth. He knows full well the innermost secrets of the minds of the people. It is He who made you rulers on the earth. So one who chooses to disbelieve now will suffer the consequences of his disbelief. Their faithlessness will win, for the disbelievers, nothing but increased displeasure of their Lord. Indeed, their faithlessness will only make worse the loss of the disbelievers. Say, have you considered regarding your associate gods, whom you call upon apart from Allah? Show me then what they have created of the earth. Or have they any partnership in the creation of the heavens? Or have we given these worshippers of false deities a book so that they are supported by some clear proofs mentioned therein? Nay, not so at all. But the truth is that the wrongdoers hold out vain promises one to another only to deceive. Verily, Allah sustains the heavens and the earth, lest they should swerve away from their course. Should they swerve away, there is none to uphold them and save them from destruction but He. Verily, He is ever forbearing, great protector. These people used to swear by Allah, by their most ardent oaths, that if ever a warner should come to them from Allah, they would be more rightly guided than any one of the nations. But when a warner did come to them, this coming of his only increased them in aversion, and made them behave arrogantly on the earth, and devise evil schemes. Yet evil scheming recoils on none but its authors. They are then only waiting that we should follow the same practice which we did in dealing with the peoples of old. And you will find no change in that law of Allah, nor will you ever find the law of Allah shifting from its course. Have they not traveled in the land and seen how evil was the end of their predecessors, while those were a people superior to and stronger than these in might? There is nothing in the heavens or on the earth that can render void the plans of Allah. Verily, He is possessor of perfect knowledge, all-powerful. If Allah were to take people to task for every little of their evil doings, He would not leave on the surface of this earth a single living creature. But He, out of His all-embracing mercy, grants them respite till a stated term. And when their appointed time comes, they come to realize that Allah has His servants well under His eyes. He deals with them according to the nature of their deeds.
Yasin, O perfect man, With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Yasin, O perfect man, Muhammad. I call to witness the perfect Quran, full of convincing proofs and wisdom, that you are indeed one of the messengers, standing on the right and straight path. This Quran is a great revelation sent by the Almighty and the Ever-Merciful God, so that you may warn the people who are ignorant because their forefathers have not been warned for a long time. Surely, most of them merit the sentence of our punishment, for they would not believe. Surely we have put shackles of customs and prejudices round their necks, and they are reaching right up to their chins, so that they have become stiff-necked due to their pride and false notions of superiority. And we have placed barriers of their stubbornness, rendering them unable to look forward to the bright future of Islam and rise to eminence by accepting it in front of them, and barriers of their prejudices behind them, thus rendering them unable to look back at the doom of those who rejected the truth in the past. Thus we have kept them behind the veil so that they cannot see, so have become totally devoid of spiritual light. And it is all the same to them whether you warn them or do not warn them. They will not believe, for they have deliberately shut their eyes and ears to the truth. You can warn only those who would follow the reminder, the Quran, and are full of reverential awe of the Most Gracious God in the heart of their hearts. Therefore, proclaim to them the glad tidings of protection from the evil consequences of sins and an honorable provision from us. Surely it is we alone who raise the dead to life, and we shall preserve their noble deeds, which they send forward, and their prints of virtue and knowledge, which they leave behind for others to emulate. Everything we have comprehensively preserved in a clear record, and set forth to them, for their good, a parable of a people of the town, when the messengers of God came to them. At first we sent to them two messengers, Moses and Jesus, but they cried lies to them. Then we strengthened our apostles with a third, the prophet Muhammad, by fulfilling in his person their prophecies about his advent. So they said, as a general message to the people, "We have been sent to you as messengers by God." They, the contemporaries of the messengers, gave a general reply, "You are only human beings like ourselves. The Most Gracious God has revealed nothing to you. You are simply telling lies." They said, "Our Lord knows that we have been, of course, sent to you, and our duty is only to convey the message in clear terms." They, the people of the town, said, "We augur ill from you, for we were seized with one calamity or the other after your advent. If you do not give it, your preaching, over, we will certainly excommunicate you, and a painful punishment shall befall you at our hands." They said, "Your ills are of your own making. Do you say all this because you have been admonished? Nay, but the real thing is you are a pack of transgressors." Now there came a man running from the farthest end of the town. He said, "O my people, follow the messengers. Follow those who ask no reward from you and who are following the right path.